All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are going to take a look at what's happening with our Earth, particularly with regards to climate change. I thought it would be good if I let war help us get this going. The song is entitled H2O Overture. H2O, water. H2O Overture is the title of the song. And in just a few, I'm going to want you to hear what several people, including some young people, have to say about climate change. War. H2O Overture. Love that change. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we need to care about our water and our air and our land, about each other. There are some young people who do care, and one of the unfortunate facts, good facts, whichever way you prefer to look at it, is that we have some young people who care more about our land, our air, our water than a lot of adults, including and especially some of our lawmakers in D.C. Seeker.com is going to be sharing with us just how passionate some of these young people are about the inaction when it comes to taking care of our land. 21 young people suing the U.S. government for their survival on planet Earth.
We're telling the government, you have been destroying our future, you have been destroying our lives, and you need to take responsibility for it.
In 2015, these plaintiffs were between 12 and 22. They filed Juliana versus United States, and they made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. They allege that the U.S. government has known about the perils of climate change for more than five decades, yet has actively worsened the problem by relying on fossil fuels.
Really mad. I grew up not knowing much about climate change, but the government has known my entire life and much beyond, and they've put special interests above the lives of me and my fellow plaintiffs and future generations.
The youth are claiming that the public trust doctrine has been violated. So the public trust doctrine is basically a very ancient common law that states that our government is responsible for protecting our natural resources for not only this generation, but for future generations.
The youth are represented by Julia Olson of Our Children's Trust, which is a legal group that's helping young people secure their rights to a safe and stable climate. And isn't it interesting
what we're asking,
that we have had so many politicians talk about how important it is that adults, especially elected officials, think about the world they're going to leave for their children, their grandchildren, and sometimes their great-grandchildren. And the very politicians who make that claim that it's important to think about what they're leaving are the ones who are refusing to comply with the necessity of taking better care of what will be left behind.
The courts to do is order the government to create a science-based climate recovery plan. So that would mean a huge transition off of fossil fuels into renewables.
If we can get this lawsuit and the courts can like hone in and really understand what we're talking about and really understand that this is their duty to uphold this right that we have to a livable environment, a breathable atmosphere, drinkable water, tenable land. It's their duty to order the federal government, the other two branches, to do something about it.
Despite numerous attempts by the federal government to halt the case, its latest request for a stay was denied by the Supreme Court. The Ninth Circuit will now decide whether to let the case proceed to trial. But the youth are still hopeful for their day in court.
This is really about what the government has done, what their responsibility is in protecting our future, and how youth can be engaged in forming and shaping their future and their democracy.
No matter the case's outcome, plaintiffs hope that it will empower citizens to hold their government responsible for protecting our constitutional rights to a safe climate.
It's impossible for 21 people to carry the weight of an entire generation. It's not emotionally, physical, socially possible. Like, the whole generation has to do the work.
Wow. What sound reasoning. 21 people cannot do it, the whole generation. And what about the rest of the nation? You know, we're at a point where, fortunately, most Americans have come to grips with the fact that climate change is real and it is being exacerbated by the very reasons that scientists have been telling us for decades. Human activity, human action, things that we do when it comes to manufacturing, etc., that are greatly exacerbating the problems with climate change. The science is there. It is evident. Most Americans, regardless of party affiliation, are saying, look, we know this is real, and we want you all, politicians, to do something meaningful about this. The Democrats and independents are trying to do something meaningful about it, but the Republicans, or Republican elected officials, refusing to listen even to their Republican constituents, are saying, we're not going to do anything about this. In fact, not only are we not going to do anything about it, but we're going to continue to push to have the same things done that have been proven to be contributing to the exacerbation of the problems with climate change. Take a look at what the Natural Resource Defense Center is sharing with us about this. There's a new national climate assessment, and it's a dire warning that the devastating impacts of climate change are here, and they are going to get worse. I know that our president, Donald Trump, is saying he does not believe the science. For years and years, there were many people who were saying the science is not real. But even amongst the Republican Party, there are many people now who are saying, hey, we realize now this is real, and something does need to be done about this. But our Republican elected officials, including our president, our officials in D.C., including our president, are making it very clear that they're going to continue to move things in a downward spiral as much as they possibly can. The burning of coal, oil, and gas, the things that our Republican officials push, is changing the global climate faster now than at any other time in modern human history, threatening our national security. Now, Donald Trump is talking about security. He's making an issue out of security when he brings up the border wall between Mexico and America. If he were genuinely interested in security, he'd be interested in all security, including the impact that climate change is having on our national security, as well as our economic prosperity and our children's future. All this will get worse, perhaps unimaginably so, unless we shift to cleaner, smarter ways to power our future and do it now. It's so interesting that for at least 40 years, we have had experts urging us to do something now. President Obama took some great steps to move us in the right direction. And our current president, Donald Trump, is doing everything in his power to undo the good that President Obama did and trying to guarantee cleaner, safer water, air, land for all Americans. The conclusion of the new National Climate Assessment, the most definitive report ever compiled on climate change in America, says we are running out of time. The congressionally mandated quadrennial review pulls together experts from 13 federal agencies to connect the dots between what the science is telling us and what we're seeing on our TVs, in our newspapers, and as we look out of our kitchen windows. Experts from 13 federal agencies. And from these 13 federal agencies, we're helped to get a clearer picture and a more thorough picture, a more complete picture of what's happening with regards to climate change. And President Trump and the majority of the Republicans in D.C. are rejecting what they're telling us. In little more than a century, the temperature has risen 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit on average across the continental United States. And that might not sound like much, but it's actually remaking the map of America and altering the country in ways that touch every aspect of our lives. For example, Nebraska ranchers, Kansas wheat growers, Oklahoma farmers are threatened as hotter weather and prolonged drought combine to bake breadbasket croplands, stress cattle, poultry, and hogs, and deplete underground sources of irrigation and drinking water. Wildfires like those that have wiped out entire California communities are becoming more devastating across much of the American West as warmer, drier air turns wild places into tinder boxes and extends the range of pests that kill trees by the scores of millions. By the scores of millions. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we need wildlife, and especially we need trees to take in the carbon dioxide that we breathe out, because the carbon dioxide is harmful to us. We need the oxygen that the trees breathe out, because the oxygen helps us live, it helps us survive, it helps us thrive. And our Republican leaders are saying, we're aware of all of that. We're still going to continue to move things in the direction that we want America to go in. And that's in the direction that has been proven to be destroying our country.